Chelsea boss Enzo Maresca says being more clinical will solve all of their problems. The Londoners are on a 5-match winless run heading into tonight's Premier League match with struggling Wolves. Maresca, though, is happy that they're creating plenty of chances.
I'm always worried when we don't win, even when we win. For sure, now I'm concerned about how we can score more goals. But the important thing is that we arrive there, we shoot, we create chances, and hopefully we can be more lucky in the future.
Then moving to some rugby news. After being knocked out of the Investec Champions Cup this past weekend, the South African teams have now been drawn in the Challenge Cup knockouts. The Hollywood Bet Sharks, the Vodacom Bulls and the Emirates Lions have been drawn in those playoffs. The Sharks will take on French side Lyon. The Bulls also up against a French team. They'll face Bayonne, and then the Lions, they will play Edinburgh. The Stormers, though, they're the only South African franchise that will not be featuring in the Challenge Cup knockout phases. Remember, the Hollywood Bet Sharks are the defending champions in that competition, and those fixtures will take place on the 4th of April. All of them are away, so the Sharks will be in France. And then we're going to finish off with a little bit of cricket from the Betway SA20. It is match number 15 down in Paarl. The Paarl Royals taking on the Joburg Super Kings. The Royals won the toss and decided to have a bowl first, and currently it is still the first over there. First over done in the Joburg Super Kings innings, and they are 5 without loss. Faf du Plessis and Devin Conway opening the batting. Just looking at the table, it is second versus third. The Royals currently in second on 12 points, and the Joburg Kings behind them on 10 points. My Cape Town are leading the way on 14 points. They are in Durban tomorrow, taking on Durban Super Giants. Super Giants currently bottom of the log on 6 points. Really need a win to boost their chances of a playoff spot. That's all from me for today. For the East Coast Radio Sport Team, I'm Nick Tatham.